This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name.
Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's Morning Bible Study. We are at Exodus, Leviticus chapter 9, and this is the culmination of Moses and him giving instructions about the offerings, but it's more than that. It is the culmination of discipleship. It is the third book of Leviticus is about the salvific process. It's about the New Testament wrote sozo, which is salvation, sanctification. It's the idea of being changed. And what Moses has done is he has told exactly how to do it as God is telling him. And we understand our main discipleship passage, when I say main, it is a command or instruction, commission to go and make disciples is important in the New Testament. It's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples." Then you're supposed to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all that I've commanded you, and truly, I am with you to the very end of this age, or the age that was the church age. And what that is that it is a commandment to go make disciples. And what is making disciples? Well, disciples, those who follow and learn. And that is what Aaron is to Moses. Aaron has been part of his process. He's walked with Moses. He has been a part of seeing God. And so now he is going to be the high priest. And Moses is going to, place him in that ministry. He's going to say, "This is how you did it. This is what you did." Now, there's a lot of things that I know, as you've been studying that with me and we've been talking about, there's a lot of things I'm sure that you're going to see in this that is important. And not only is it important, but it's normal. It's something that as you begin to work with God, as you begin to be disciples, as you begin to make disciples, it's just something that's common, but it's not just common. It is well, it's fundamental. If you make cornbread each and every week for a meal, and I use cornbread because I'm from Alabama, and there's a certain way to make it. And each time you make it the same way. And the reason you make it the same way is so that everybody has the same taste. They're looking for that taste in the family. Now, you can have salty cornbread, or you can have sweet cornbread. It can be made in different ways, but the way it has been instructed to be made in your family, because that's the way your family does it, is important. And you need to know that. And when somebody teaches you how to make it, you always make it that way. In regard to approaching God, in regard to hearing from God, in regard to being led by God, in regard to being saved and being sanctified by God, there are some constants. Now, you're the variable. God's the consistent man. God's the one that doesn't change. His plan doesn't change. Now, you and how that looks out in your life may be different, may come about different ways. People may see it different. They may not understand it totally. They may not see it work out in the same way in different people. That's true. We're all variables in this equation. We do add the spice to the story. We're the ones that make God smile, because it doesn't always work the same way with each and every one of us. But what's cool about the process is that God doesn't change, and there's some consistency in it. And we need to know that consistency, because we never need to remove the consistency. You get where I'm coming from? If you're going to add a little spice to something, don't change anything that's, you know, what's going on. Oftentimes in the modern day church, we think we're modern, or we've evolved, and we've become something different. Our society's new and different. And why do we think that way? I have no idea, because if you look at the news, nothing's changed. You could say you have the same newscast year after year, decade after decade, even century after century. We're not that far from World War II. We're not that far from World War I. We're not that far from the Civil War. And when I say that, there's still wars going on, but there's still troubles all over the place. There's still crime. There's still broken relationships. All those things are still going on. Now, they may pop up and manifest themselves and rules and rules and all that kind of thing. Then they come about all over the place. But nothing in the human condition has changed. We're still messed up. And so when we read this, we look for the constants. It says on the eighth day, Moses, servant Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. Notice they're getting together. It's only eighth day. Eight is the number of new beginnings. So this is a new beginning. Aaron's going to be the high priest. Moses is the leader of the people, and Aaron's going to be the high priest. He said to Aaron, take a bull and a calf for a sin offering and a ram for your burnt offering, both without defect, and present them before the Lord. When is that? We're going to do what we've been discipled to do in the first eight chapters. We're going to do all the offerings. We're going to do them right. Moses is going to be the leader, and he's told him what to do. He's told him how to do it. Now he's going to do it in front of them. That's just basic discipleship. That's how you do it. You tell people what to do. You man it for them. You help them right through it themselves. Okay, that's the common path. That's what Jesus did. Jesus taught his disciples. He called them, he went with them, he taught them, and then he let them go and do it. All right, that is a basic of discipleship. That's something that doesn't change. That's a God thing. That's not a human thing. That's not the variable, that's the constant. And so he said, do that. And so they took for the sin offering and the calf and the lamb, and both without defect, and the ox and the ram for a fellowship offering to the sacrifice before the Lord. Okay, so we got all the stuff for the sacrifice. And it says, and they took the grain offering with the so that they could make the fellowship offering. And it says, for today the Lord will pity you. Why are we going to pity you? Because we're doing what God said, and we're obedient to his word, and we're living out our lives the way God has instructed us to do. And so they took the things that Moses had commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and notice everybody showed up, they assembled and came together and stood before the Lord. This is all these things, the process. They're the God things. They're the things God said do. God said do the offerings this way. We're going to do them. Get these out. These are the offerings that you're to make. We've got those things. We're cutting together and meeting together and assembling at the tabernacle. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to get together. We're not supposed to fail to assemble ourselves. We're supposed to assemble ourselves regularly, and we're supposed to assemble ourselves powerfully. So we're getting that. We've got all the cool things going on. Moses and Aaron came to the altar to sacrifice your sin offering and your burnt offering and make atonement for yourself and the people and sacrifice the offering of us for the people. And notice Aaron's going to do that. Verse 8, and him and his sons brought the blood, and they put it on the altar. They took the fat and the kidneys in verse 10, and the loaves of liver and the sin offering of the Lord that he commanded, and the flesh and the hide. They banged outside the camp, just like God had told them to. Notice they're taking the instructions that God has given, and they're acting upon them. They just doing what God said. They're taking the constant of God and placing that in the equation. They're not changing what God said. So many times we went to because something's new or different in our society, and it's not new or different. It's just sin that's manifesting itself in a way that is different because we're different. We're different people. It's not different. It's been going on that way for years and generations, and now we think that something has changed, and it has not changed. It's still the same situation. It's still humanity. It's still sinfulness. It still is God's redemption. Nothing's changed, and the only thing that's different is just a different group of people doing it. And so when you're doing discipleship, you need to understand where the constant is, and the constant is God, and the constant is God's word. Where the constant is where we need to always be. We need to make sure that we keep the constant there. The variable is us. We're different. It's new for us. It's new days for us. But for God, it's not new. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Notice that in verse 12, they slaughtered it, and they washed their organs like God had said in verse 13 and 14. And Aaron brought the offering that was the people who took the goat for the people's sin offering. He's making offerings for himself. He's making offerings for his son. He's making offerings for God's people, just like God said to do. He brought the burnt offering and offered it in prescribed way. Notice, he's doing the way God said do it, in the prescribed way, in the way God said do it. He also brought the grain offering and took a handful of it and burned it on the altar in addition to the burnt offering. He slaughtered the ox, and he put that fat portion on it and the ram, and they came in the air just like God had commanded. Just they did exactly the way God had said do it. Then Aaron lifted his hands for other people and blessed them. Notice, Moses bade him. He taught him. Now Aaron's living it out. He's doing it. That is discipleship. That is the sanctification process. God tells us how to do it. He's the constant. We learn how to do it. We're the new addition. We're trying to figure it out ourselves. We're trying to wrap in it ourselves. And then it works out. Now, is it different because we're different? Sure. But it works out in with the same blessing, the same grace, the same purpose that God has for us. Moses and Aaron, we went into the tent of meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. This is verse 23. Fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portion on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and they fell down on their face. Now, that's exciting. That the presence of God appeared to his people, and God revealed himself in power in that situation. Now, why did that happen that way? First of all, God instructed. Second of all, the people heard. They believed. Aaron stood upon it. He did it the way God said to it, and God's power and presence showed up. Now, listen. It's just that easy. It's not hard. And the reason it's not hard is if it was hard with our sin nature and with our tendency to render, our desire to not chase after God, if it was left up to the variable, it would never happen. But we have a constant that's greater than the variable. We have a constant that's more than the variable. And so when the constant is placed rightly into the equation, then God shows up and the variable, the people, are amazed and they're learned. And notice, that's what happened. God shows up. He consumes the offering, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit consuming you. It's a consume. The Holy Spirit is a consuming fire. He totally takes over. He totally takes control. He totally does the work of change and altering their lives permanently because they now are seeing the glory of the Lord. Moses went up on the mountain and saw the glory of the Lord. He saw him in his fullness. Now they're beginning to see God in his presence and in his fullness. Why? Because the variable has placed the constant in the right place so that now they get a chance to see God. Now they get a chance to see what God's doing. And then happened. The fire came out, presence of the Lord consumed the burnt offering and the fat portion on the altar. And when the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell down on their face. Now those are two words for worship. The shout is a word for worship in Hebrew, and the prostrating themselves in front of God, the falling down on their face is one of the Old Testament words for worship. Yad is another one that's to thrust your hands in the air. Alleluia is one that is to praise the Lord. So we got worship going on. Why? Because they've seen the presence of God. How did they see the presence of God? God sent them a message. He gave them a messenger. He gave them a prophet. Moses brought them his word, his instruction. They put that instruction to work in their lives by hearing it, believing it, acting on it. And in the end, what happens? In the end, what happens? God's presence shows up. Why? Because God's faithful to do what he says he's going to do when we do what he tells us to do, the way he tells us to do it. When you start trying to compromise that in any way, when you start trying to come up with how we can do it this way and we'll get more people, or we'll do it this way because we'll make people feel comfortable, or we'll do it this way because that better fits us and the way we do it. And listen, there's nothing wrong with trying to reach this culture you're in. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to figure out how to speak to that culture. But what we speak to that culture doesn't change. The language may change in that it's a different language, or it's a different group of people, or it's a different culture, but the message is the same. The message is Jesus Christ. The message is the way God does things. The message is God's word. When we change those things, we fall into all kinds of problems. It may work for a moment, may spring up real quickly as the seed that falls on the shallow ground. It may pop up and everybody be real excited about it. But in the end, because it has no roots, and the roots are in the truth in the Word of God, because it has no roots, it dies, it fails. We have to do it the way God says do it. We've got to live it the way God says live it. And when we do, God shows up. Now, tomorrow we're going to deal with their own sons who do it not the way God said do it. And it's very destructive, because the constant has to remain constant, or then all we have is variables. And when all you have is variables, then you got a problem. There has to be some constant at some point in time. And really, in Christianity, there has to be God, or it's really not Christianity anyway. There has to be Jesus. There has to be what God has planned. And I love the chapter 9 just because it's a finishing of God's revelation. He's saying, this is how you do it, and Aaron did it right. We'll see how it's done wrong tomorrow.
As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that He'll make His face to shine upon you, and that He will give you hope and peace today in Jesus' name.